Over the months, we've been learning the sugya, the inyan of Menuchas HaNefesh. In the last shiur, we were talking about the most difficult of the three galuyos, the three levels of exile, not the different exiles, but the three levels of exile of galus. But the Sar Sholom from Belz said that the first galus is the galus of Yisrael ben Ha'umais, the one that we are most familiar with, the galus of the Jewish people amongst the nations of the world. That's one level of galus. Chamur Mizayis, he said, but even more difficult than that is the galus of Jews among other Jews. When Jews are not getting along with each other, there's a galus of a Jew among Jews. The chamur mizayis, but the worst galus of all is the galus of a Jew within himself. The galus of a person within himself. And we've been learning shuvi nafshi limenuchaychi, that if a person is in himself, it lives in this state of internal galus, where he is not with himself. And we're going to talk mitzvah over the coming weeks in a very practical way. If a person is in galus within himself, he can't have menuchas nefesh. Because who is he to have menuchas nefesh? Shuvi nafshi, only after shuvi nafshi can there be menuchaychi, can there be a feeling of menuchas nefesh. And one's entire menuchas nefesh depends on that, on shuvi nafshi, on being able to come into contact and being comfortable with who you are, and the koiches that the Baruch Shalom gave you, and your tachlis, your tafkid in this world. Over here, Pesach, over here, Pesach, sit over here, please. You thought I was talking about Pesach Sheni. And we were learning the Torah of the Maharal on what matzah is. That matzah is called lechem oini, a poor man's bread. And why would the bread of redemption be lechem oini? Poverty is not a good thing. And we were learning the amazing Torah, the teaching of the Maharal, that the greatness of an oni is that he doesn't identify himself with anything else because he has nothing else. He is who he is. And he doesn't depend upon anybody or anything because he is who he is. And the matzah has nothing, only itself, the flour and water. That's what it is. There are no embellishments. There's nothing added, nothing extra. It is what it is. And in that state of anis, the Maharal tells us the Jewish people found freedom. Chayus. Chayus, freedom, means to be free from all external impressions of who you are and what you're supposed to be in the eyes of other people, but to be who you have to be. Shuvi nafshi, karva al nafshi ge'ala. And when a person lives in a state of shuvi nafshi, so he's able to taste menuchas nefesh for the first time in his life. He's able to experience menuchas nefesh. This nakuda requires more work. We have to work on this more. And that's what we're going to do now. We have a Derech HaMelech, we have a Malach HaMalkeh soon. So I'm going to try to be makatzer. We're going to be talking a little bit in the mikveh of one of the great Bali Musa. Rabbi Yerucham, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, the great Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva, Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham is oimed on this nakuda, on this point. You remember that we were talking about V'Yosef Hayu B'Mitzrayim? Some of you were here, you remember. And Yosef was in Mitzrayim, V'Yosef Hayu B'Mitzrayim. And you might remember that we learned Rashi. The Rashi taught, "Lahidiachat zidkasa shel Yosef." What does it mean? Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Where else was he? So Rashi says, "Lahidiachat Tzidkosos to Yosef. The Torah is telling us the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik. What was the greatness? There's so many things you could say about Yosef. There's so many things you could say. So the greatest thing that Baruch Shalom chose to say was V'Yosef Hayav Mitzrayim, his address. That's what you could say about Yosef HaTzadik. So Rashi says, Le'idiach Tzidkosos to Yosef, Hu Yosef Haroya Es Sainoviv. This is the greatest compliment you could give to any person in the world. Hu Yosef, he was the same Yosef that was a shepherd in his father's house. Hu Yosef Shahayi B'Mitzrayim, and he was the same Yosef in that place of filth of Mitzrayim, the crazy thing that he was in. V'Nasa Melech, and he remained the same Yosef when he became king, and he became prime minister of all of Egypt. V'Omed B'Tzidko, unchanged. Yosef HaTzadik was unchanged, unaffected. He was a matzah. A matzah. This is who I am. He spoke the same way. He acted the same way. He thought the same way. V'Yosef Hayah B'Mitzrayim. V'Yosef Hayah B'Mitzrayim. You know how it is with each and every one of us? Every single time we go someplace, it says in each one of us, let's say, Yankel, name Yankel, V'Yakov Hayah B'Bes Medrash B'Baike. That's, he was Yankel in the Bes Medrash. Then when he goes down to the hall, when he talks to somebody in the hall, then it was a different person. Then it wasn't Yankel anymore, then it's Moshe. Then it's Beryl, then it's Shmuel. With each person he meets, like a chameleon, he changes. With everything he's going through, in the Bes Medrash, he's davening, and it could be an hour later that he's talking to somebody at work, and the whole thing is not what he was davening. It's all the opposite of trusting Hashem. It's all the opposite of being, of having a moon in Hashem's book and of having the proper midas and so on. But the Yosef Hayah B'Mitzrayim. Oymed B'Tzidkai. He didn't change. The truth is, and all of you know, that this is the compliment the Chazal paid to the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. And this is the schus, the different chazals, but the schus, obviously they're all part of that schus. But the one that we're very familiar with, there are variations of this chazal. Shana Rabbeinu b'schus arba dvarim negol yisorim Mitzrayim. In the schus of four things, we were redeemed from Egypt. Shloishinu es shmeisa. The Jewish people, despite everything, refused to change their Jewish names. They didn't change their Jewish names. They didn't become Stevie and Nike. They refused to change their Jewish names. Leishinu es Shmoisa. Leishinu es Lashoina. They didn't change the language the Jews spoke, Lashon HaKodesh. And here there are variations. One that says they didn't change their clothing. In the Medrash Rabbah, they didn't speak Lashon Hara. They kept their family life pure. They didn't mix. The aside of all of these four are the first two words. Shelo Shinu. They held on. They never changed the essential self. With the problems and with the difficulties, Leishinu, Shaloishinu. You know that the name is the person, right? It's Leishinu Shmaisan. It means the Pnimius didn't change. They didn't change their names. Such an important thing to hold on to the names. You know, I've spoken about it here a couple of million times over the years. Jewish name. The children to use Jewish names. They shouldn't hear, God forbid, a Goyish name. And every time you call somebody by their Jewish name, you ma'ayre who they are. You're tapping into the essence of the person. And when you call somebody, God forbid, by a Goyish name, then you're talking to the mitzvah, to the Egyptian, to the outside, to the external, make-believe person. Obviously, when Chazal are telling us Shloishinu, that they didn't change their names, they didn't mix, God forbid, one family with another, that somehow this unchangingness this mida, which we saw by Yosef Hayir in Mitzrayim, that this mida is the maftech, is the key to redemption. That this is the key to redemption. And if it was the key to redemption back then, that let our ancestors out of Mitzrayim, it means that it's our key now also. It's our key as far as our personal goals is concerned, as far as our personal exile, each individual, and the redemption of our people, to return to our place, our home, to return to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, with Mashiach. So listen to Rabbi Yochanan. This is Weinberger's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan could be very, very crooked, because it's hard to explain. To try to explain, there's a word that's used very often in the vocabulary of religious people. Ruchnius. I'm sure there must be some cab company in Brooklyn that's called Ruchnius. Because they already have Emes, and they already have Hatzlacha, and they have, you know, Yiras Shemayim. There must be some company called Ruchnius. Ruchnius, Ruach, spirituality. Rabbi Yochum said that word Ruchnius, when we use the word Ruchnius, it doesn't really have a mitzias. That's why it often descends into fluffiness, you know, spiritual this and spiritual that, and here drushes day and night, spiritual what, spiritual. Are you spiritual? I don't know. Ruchnius. It doesn't have a mitzias in our lives. Feelings, we know that it means something, it has something to do with feelings, it has something to do with emotions, but it's unclear. It's what Chazal used to call something that's fluffy. Perech ba'avir. Perech ba'avir. It's floating in midair. Lamash. Again, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't use this. I'm just saying as a Lamash. I was talking a little bit about this in one of the Chaburas. I don't remember which one. Chassidus, we were talking a little bit. If... Imagine a conversation between Reuven and Shimon, two Jews. And Reuven asks, Shimon hasn't seen him since college or something, since yeshiva, he hasn't seen him in years. So Reuven asks Shimon, Shimon, what are you Isaac in? I haven't seen you in years, what have you been doing? My friends meet, old friends, what have you been doing? So if Shimon's response to that is, that I opened a business, I had this kind of a business, I went to school and I opened a business, and I got married, and he says his wife who his wife is, and I had some children, and I bought a house, and I live in a certain place. So then his friend will understand, and his friend will be interested in talking about that, and they have a subject to discuss. It means something. But imagine a different conversation. Reuven asks Shimon, "Bame asakta? What are you Isaac in?" She says, "Tell you the truth. Since I last saw you, how many years is it? 12 years since I last saw you. I've been thinking about my neshama. I'm thinking about my soul. I think about God a lot. I think about who I am. I think about my relationship with God." My person would say that. If Reuven would say that to Shimon, so Shimon would look at Reuven as being a complete and total batlan. I guess a batlan would be translated in the horrible language of the street nowadays, a loser. If you tell him that he built a mall, he has a house, even if it's a small house, and even if he has a little wife, but he made for himself something, he made his life into something. Guy tells you, "I'm sitting around thinking about God. I'm working on my midas tayus. What have you been doing the last 12 years? I'm working on my midas." "Yeah." "And that's really mostly that's what I do. I work on my midas." "How do you earn a living?" I don't have much of a living, but I work on my midas. It's hard. I work on it a lot. So, that person who would say such a thing would be a big batlan in the eyes of other people. Because in the eyes of people, you know, this guy really means it. It could be a big tzaddik. But ruchnias, spirituality doesn't have a mitzvah. It's not something that's tangible, that you could see, that you could touch, that you could explain. It doesn't have a beginning, a middle, and an end. When it comes to physical things, we're talking about this Tuesday, and I said to them, when we're learning Bilvavi, this is the thing we're talking about now in Bilvavi, in the fourth Chalik. In physical things we understand, there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. There's a reishis, and there's an achris. There's a beginning and there's a tachlis. A person that wants to build a building knows that he has to, from the beginning, from the blueprint, and from all of the supplies that he needs, he can't leave out any protim of the building. He can't leave out anything from the building. And if there's something that's missing, if there's something that's missing from the building, it's not a complete binyan. It's not a total building. It's not a complete binyan. It's not the fact that there's a chisorin in the building. You have to say more than that. It's not just there's something missing in the building. It's not a binyan. It's not, it doesn't have a shame binyan. It's not really a building. It's missing protim, details. In other words, wherever something is supposed to be in a state of shleimus, it's supposed to have a perfected, completed state, and it's incomplete, it's not just there's a chisar, and the fact is, it's not. It is not. It's not what it claims to be. It's not what it's supposed to be. It's something else, but it's not what it's supposed to be. And anybody understands that in Gashmius. In physical things, everybody understands. And it's obvious to everyone that a chisaron in shleimus, listen carefully, that when there's something missing from the shleimus of something, when it's not what it's supposed to be, what it claims to be, in Gashmis, everybody understands it's not. And you want your money back. So if you get a vacuum cleaner and it's missing the hose, so you come back to the store and you say, what do you think is going on over here? So he said, what's the matter? I gave you 95% of the vacuum cleaner. So yeah, I'm missing the hose. Okay, are you perfect? There's a little bit you're missing from the whole vacuum cleaner. I gave you a whole vacuum and left out the hose. Any bal seichel understands, the guy's crazy. It's not called a vacuum cleaner. It might look like that, but it's not a vacuum cleaner, because that's not what it's supposed to do. So a person understands that when there's a chisaron, when there's something missing and something is not what it's supposed to be, it means that there's a shinui, listen, there's a change in the essence of what this is supposed to be. It's not there's something missing. It's not it. It's not it. When was the last time you bought a half an asterisk? Who do you sell a half an asterisk to? Even if it's something, even if it's a chaser, whatever in halach is considered to be, it's a chaser. It's not an asterisk. It's not pshat to say that it's not a nice asterisk. It's not an asterisk. There are certain times that in halacha that it's something which is lacking in a hiddur. Okay, beside it. And if halacha permits it, whether the first day or the rest of yontif, beside it. But if it's a chaser, it's not an asterisk. It's not called an asterisk. It's a fruit. It's nice. You could save it for Tu B'Shvat to make jelly, but you can't use it on Sukkos. So if that's true, when it comes to a physical building, that any Baal Seichel understands, when it comes to a physical building, that if there's a chisaron in the shleimus of what something's supposed to be, that it isn't. Halachas kama v'kama, how much infinitely more so when it comes to ruchnias. When it comes to ruchnias, a binyan in Ruchnias, which is, Ruchnias is the shayush of all reality. It's the root of all existence. So if, when it comes to building something, there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's a tachlis to get somewhere, and this is what the Bilvavi is explaining over there, then obviously, when it comes to serving the master of the world, from the time that a person becomes a Baal Seichel, I'm not talking about a kid, when you're an adult, when it dawns on you that the purpose of being in this world is to be an Eved Hashem, a person has to build himself into an Eved Hashem. And that building has a beginning, it has a way to get, you have the idea, you start, and you have certain supplies and different things that are needed. They don't cost much, but there are certain things that are needed. But learning and diving, other things, and there's a binyan, there's a tachlis of where you want to go with this, of where you want to go. You could expand, you could extend, but the binyan, the building is a building of who you are as a Jew. Who you are as a human being in this world, who you are as a Jew. And if something is missing, it's not a binyan. It's not a metzius. What does that mean? And this is what I was saying the other night, the Tuesday night shiur. You have people, and it's hard to explain, and it hurts to explain, that their whole Yiddishkeit, what they call ruchnis, is chapping a mitzvah. Mechapta, mincha, I grab a Shabbos, I had a little bit of a feeling this Shabbos. This davening, I had a little bit of a feeling. I tried to do a favor for a friend. I chapped the chesed. It's a gathering, a collection of mitzvahs with God's help. Over the course of a lifetime, at 120, and when you're shown what your life was, there's hopefully a beautiful collection. But very, very big mess. There was never any seder. There was never any beginning, middle, or end. There was never any plan. You never built yourself into an Eved Hashem. Your whole life, you're keeping Shabbos. You never became a Shabbos-like person. Your whole life, you're davening. You're saying words. You never, ever connected to God. You chapped here and there. Mitzvah, Samasim, Toivim. So imagine you were contracted to build, somebody made a deal with you to build a building. To make a building, the guy paid you $250 million to build him a building, and he lived on the other side of the world. And you kept him, and he told him, "Don't worry, you come June 1st, your building is ready." Where's this building? Where they made the building? It's in you can't get Manhattan for $200. It's a nice building on Long Island, a beautiful property, $250 million. The building is ready June 1st. So the guy's so excited, he lives someplace, Christ in Singapore. He comes to the address, Long Island, to see his building. And he sees a pile of pipes and wires. He sees big, big boxes that have glass panels. And the guy says to him, "Do you like it?" And he says, what are you talking about? Where's the building? He says, "The building is all here." "What do you mean the building?" "Every single thing that's going into the building is right here at the address that I told you. Every wire, every electric output, every piece of plumbing, every piece of glass, down every piece of carpet, the trucks are all parked. Everything is there." So the person, again, that's not called a binyan. It hasn't a lot of good, there's a lot of good stuff over here, but nothing was, there's no tahalich, nothing was put together, nothing was built. It's pieces, good pieces. And we run from one shiur to another shiur to find some hisoirus, to get a little bit of hisoirus. We turn on a record, something, a tape to hear hisoirus. We do a mitzvah because we feel I should do something nice for this person. We daven because we know we're supposed to daven at that time, or sometimes we feel like saying a kapitel tehillim, or somebody asks us to say some tehillim. Each individual davening, each individual mitzvah, each individual thing that took place that you did, It's geweldig. And certainly in Shemayim, a person gets points for everything you do. But you turn around after 120 years, and you see that Be'etzem, every single wind that came along in your life changed you, blew you from one place to the other, with the mitzvahs, all kinds of aveiros nabuch. And in between one mitzvah, in between shachris and mincha, all kinds of narishkeit, lashon hara, rechilas, looking at the wrong things, saying the wrong things, listening to horrible things. Shachris, mincha. It would be like the doctors, it would be like, you know, you have shachris like this, and you have, and then it would be mincha. And even that, at least it would be a geweldige mincha. And your whole life, you look around and you try to understand what became of me. Every single thing that came along in my life changed me. I wasn't the Yosef HaYeh B'Mitzrayim. Because Yosef, there was a binyan, there was a building, there was a skyscraper. Once upon a time it was called Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef had a tahalich in his life of building himself into a tzadik. The strength and consistency. To reach a point of shleimus, to bring out himself, who he could be. Not just a chap, a davin, to chap a mitzvah. Not just once in a while to work on this meter because I feel so big, because I just humiliated my friends, and now I'm going to work for the next 2 weeks on not humiliating people. And then you feel a little bit better, you didn't humiliate anybody for a while, and then 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, there's nachamo, then it came again, and he said, oh, I couldn't control it, I'm sorry. But there was never a binyan. You never worked on that meter. And you never integrated into the essence of who you were. You never became that person. You just had that supply. You just ordered the supply. Just like my father told me years ago, because when I first started my addiction with Svarim, first started buying Svarim, my father told me, boy, you're going to be a big Am Haaretz. With every sefer that I bought, my father said, you're going to be a bigger Am Haaretz. Because you want to be a Talmud Chacham, my father said, you sit with one or two Svarim and you work on them. Period. More Svarim, more Svarim, more things. Dechap, 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 this idea, that sefer, this, you know. The Alter from Kalm shows in Halacha, listen how beautiful. This Yisayid he explains in Halacha. It's not a complicated Halacha, and we're all familiar with the subject, and we know this din. It's in Erech Haim and Kuf Samachas. A person has pieces of bread, or he has a whole loaf or a roll, right? The question is, you're gonna wash, you want to eat, what do you make the bracha on? Do you make it the bracha on the pieces, the piece of bread? Or do you make the bracha on the whole roll of the loaf? The din is mevarach al hasholem. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch that you make the bracha on the one that is whole. Even, Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's paskira, the cotton, even if it's stale, even if it's stale or it's a little roll, a bilkila, it's small and it's stale, it's not so gewaldig. That's where you make the bracha. Mevorach al hasholem. V'achatiches pas nekiyu gedoyle. Even if the sholem is a little bit stale and it's small, the roll or the loaf is stale and small, and the chatiches, the pieces, is a pas nekiyu gedoyle, fresh, clean, and it's a nice size, a big chatich, it's a big piece, it's a slice, and it's a bigger, this slice is bigger and fresher and than what? Than the little bilkel in the little roll. The din in Shulchan Aruch is hasholem odif. The one that reached its goal, that's complete, odif, is preferred over the delicious chaticha, the delicious piece. So the Alter from Kalm learned from here a very big yisayid. It's the yisayid that we're talking about. Even if you have a piece of something with sof kol sof, it's just a piece. It's a piece of something, just like you have the most advanced, the most beautiful window, but the window sitting in the truck in front of the property that was supposed to build, you're supposed to build a house and put in that window. It's a gewaltige window, but it's not installed. It's not a part of a building. It's just a window. So the Alta is saying, from this din, if you have a piece of Avodas Hashem, a piece of Yiddishkeit, it's very sweet, and you get points in Shemayim, that's for sure. But he said, remember, Sof Kol Sof, even if it's a big piece, it's just a piece. And in Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch rules that a small, stale little bilkula, but it is what it can be. It reached its point of wholeness for what it can accomplish. It's limited. It's small. But it's a complete unit. It's a binyan. It's a building. A little building. In Halacha, the bracha goes on the one that's complete. And that's because it has the blessing of shleimus, the beauty of yofa at rayosi umum einbach. You're beautiful because you're not a piece of something. You've done what you could do. You're a binyan. You are something. It's not just techap, a shtickel mitzvah, a shtickel midatoyev, a shtickel davening, a shtickel this, a shtickel that. So you could have a piece of challah 10 times bigger. A rubbish piece of challah, like from the chasna challahs, you know? Or a rebbishit from a tish. Big piece of challah. And you have a little bilkula. And the Baruch Shalom says, I like that. That challah roll, ooh, that's the best. And that's how it is in Ruchnius. Ruchnius, when it means something which is ethereal, spirituality. Now you hear sometimes people, the way that they talk and they write these New Age Kabbalah spirituality books. All kinds of things. Ideas, concepts. Shabbos like this, and during the week is like that. Rabbi Yochum says, listen to the words. In Ruchnius he says, Hachashivis loinim dedes lefi midas agadlus alefi hashleimus. In Ruchnius, in heaven, in the eyes of heaven, the Hashivis in Ruchnius is not measured by the bigness, by how it looks and what it, you know, the bigness of something. A guy takes upon himself a big Indian for that month or for that Zman Yeshiva. Rabbi Yochum says, Loinim des lefi midas agadlus elefi hashleimus. Greatness in Shemayim is measured by whether you see something through. You see it through to the end. You see it through. Zehu Adam Godel be'emes. That's an Adam Godel be'emes. A real Adam Godel. You have pieces of big people all over the place, but an Adam Godel be'emes. And Yochum says, this is an Adam Godel be'emes. Sholem lefi kai chaysav. That's a matzah. Sholem lefi kai chaysav. He is who he is. V'yosef hayu b'mitzrayim. Not some sort of a metzias of pieces glued on, artificial pieces glued on to something, all put together in some strange, bizarre cholent or mosaic, which they're so fond of that word now. Everything is mosaic. Mosaic means nothing except in art. It means very nice things. Other than that, a mosaic means gornish. It means he's not, this one's not a Jew, this one's not a Spanish person, this one is not an African person. A mosaic. It means nobody's nothing. Nobody's nothing. It's all nothing. A mosaic. It means a piece from here, a piece from there. All college education, not all. A lot of the education, liberal arts education now, this is what it is. You wouldn't believe the things that I don't know, I hope the professor doesn't hear. But my daughter comes home with things from, that she's taking in her subject, which is she's taking a science for a profession. for what she's taking. Occupational therapy. She comes home and thinks that she has to take it. If you don't take it, if you say a bad word, if you argue with the teacher, of course, they're very vindictive, angry people, a lot of these professors. You can't say anything. Connected. It's marishkeit. It's all about this mosaic, about everybody this and everybody that, and cultural zach, what kinds of cultural. What do you have to do with that? Bring in someone that's sick into the room and fix them, and then you go right and fix some more people like that, and then you go and get a job and you make some money. No. They spend months and months talking about cultural and yonim, about the mosaic of people, and interesting how we have to understand his culture and her culture. And what is it? You have to respect everybody, that's for sure. It's all part of the baloney of nobody being anything. There's no shleimus anymore. There's no chesivus. There's no godliness. It's a billion pieces of things. That's all. The Ramchal says in the fourth parak of Mesilas Yesharim, L'shleimei hadas tiyalehem he'ar b'meshi yisbar lehem ki rak ha'shleimus hu ha'dova ha'royish yachem mehem. He says a person that's a person who's a shleim adas, a person who really, really understands, knows that there's one thing he should long for in life: shleimus, wholeness. Wholeness doesn't mean perfection. Who you could be with a plan, with a program, developing yourself into a great person according to your koiches, knowing who you are, understanding yourself, v'yosef hayyim in Mitzrayim, not chapping a little piece of his iris, a little this, a little bit of, everybody needs his iris, looks nice, as we're talking about in Bilvavi, the chashivas of being an Adam God. B'she'ein ra godl mechisaron hashleimus. Listen, the Ramchal says there's nothing worse than chisaron hashleimus, than the missing shleimus, to live through this world, to live for a whole life. So what do I have from all my, what do I have from all those minchas? What do I have from all that I learned this, I learned that, I don't know, it doesn't matter, what do I have from all that? And listen how this all connects to Menuchas HaNefesh. Then he goes and says, V'lo yanucha v'lo yishkatu. They can't find any menucha. The great people have no menucha unless, the Ramchal says, they're on their path towards shleimus. That's why the whole Mesilas Yesharim is set up in such a way. Mesilas Yesharim is a beautiful building. From one step to the next step, 10 steps. 10 steps towards shleimus. Each person, you do what you can. This, by the way, does not in any way conflict with the famous thing that Rav Nosson said that he heard many times from Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman used to say, Abissel is euch gut. Rabbi Nachman used to say always, Abissel is euch gut. Means a little bit is also good. Don't make yourself crazy. A little bit is also good. You don't feel like davening today? The whole Rabbi Nachman said, "Abissel zayich good. Do what you can. Abissel zayich good. A little bit is also good." Rabbi Nachman wasn't saying Chas v'Shalom, a little bit, a piece of this, a piece of that. Rabbi Nachman is all godless and chesivus and shleimus, but he was saying that the way to become an Adam Shalom is not to make yourself crazy. There's a tahalich, there's a mahalich. And a bissel is oichut. You have to know which day and how much. But it has to be a plan. When you're making the building, it could be that it's a blizzard that day. And it could be that you're not feeling well, so you can't do the normal work you would do in the building that day. And a bissel is oichut, but it's still part of the building. You're still installing something, you're working on it. A bissel is oichut. But not that you're taking some fixture and you're putting it out onto the street. Or you're unpacking it on the truck. Abissel zayich good in the building. Abissel zayich good. Don't make yourself meshuggah. But consistency, stability, work, shul every day, a seder and learning all every day. What time of the day? When? A binyan. Tikkun amidas this year. Which sefer I'm learning on chumash and parasha this year? I'm learning this kaseder. A binyan, a building. And that's exactly what the Mesilas Yesharim began with, that we were talking about the entire last year. Yisoyedah Chasidus, we're going to chazer again the first sentence of Mesilas Yesharim. Yisoyedah Chasidus, v'shoyer shavoyedah hatmimah. the site, the foundation of righteousness, and the root of the pure service of God. She is Baravius Ames. Remember, it should become clear, and the truth should be known to each person. What is your obligation in the world? This Yemenis, not the other guy. Not to imitate. What you can do. Yosef Ha'ib Mitzrayim. You, to be a matzah, a sholem. People could spend hours looking around in the boxes with in the matzah box, looking for a shleimim. Matzahs that aren't broken. But all the tzibroch and the mention are taking home whole matzahs, you understand? Broken people with full matzahs. It would be a better world if the matzahs were broken and the people were whole. But instead of living in a world where there, you can get whole matzahs now, but broken people. And I remember that Musa that I also got to my father's old Gazun Zayn. It once happened that all of our Shmur matzahs, I went and I was baking for the family, and I spent a long time these matzahs. This goes back a long time. I was working on these matzahs, and they were beautiful. And I got the guy there in Williamsburg. I got a truck. We rented a thing because different chaverim, we divided it up. Okay, Tayyar Bayes, all the boxes we ordered for the whole family, there wasn't one matzah that wasn't broken. I don't know what this guy did. It's like he went like on the mountains or something. I don't know what he did with the truck. Because when we put it into the truck, there wasn't a matzah that was broken. By the time it got to the house, it says, Leil Pesach, you understand? Erev Pesach, you open up, you're so excited. You know that feeling when you're preparing the car? So you open up the first box, and you say, oh, there's something. There's every piece is broken, but it'll be okay. The next box will be all right, yeah? I have one box here after the other box. And I remember I just started to cry. And my father said, happy we have matzahs, we'll be yoser than this. We'll eat the kazayas matzah. What are you going to do? It's not our fault. There's nothing to do. So we had to go and borrow matzahs from somebody. We got from a neighbor. We got a couple of shleim, and we made. And my father said to me that part, he said, Sibrachim Kai, the broken matzahs are going to break you. Came on a truck, and whatever happened, happened. The broken matzahs are going to break you. Better you shouldn't be broken and let the matzahs be broken. That was the word. And to spoil the whole Seder, from that you're going to spoil with Pesach and get everybody upset with the matzahs. The truth is, this is Mufurish and Chazal. We once spoke about this, Chazal. But the Kedis Yitzchak. Kachnu is binchas yechid chashahat is Yitzchak. Everybody knows that. Hashem is Baruch tells Avraham Avinu, Kachnu is binchas yechid. Please take your only child Yitzchak and bring him up for an orphan. Amr Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. Ein no el loshen bakosh. Why does Hashem say kachnu? No means I urge you. Almost like I beg you. No, nun aleph. Please. In Yiddish we call it nu. No. I'm asking you, please. Kachnes bin chaser. So if Yishimon Bar Abba says, Ein no eloshen bakosh. So what's Hashem's boch? Begging from Avram. Kivyocho, asking from Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Avram. Nisisicha bekam nisyonis v'amarta bekulan. I already tested you in 9 tests, and you were able to be successful in all 9. Achshav amoyd li b'nisoyin zeh. Hashem says, I'm asking you now, hold on tight and pass this final test. Shloyoymu, that people shouldn't say, it means it shouldn't be. People shouldn't say, Ein mamish b'rishayna. That the first 9 weren't real tests that you passed. There was nothing. Listen to the Chazal. Rav Shimon Bar Abba is saying that the 10th test, remember that Avraham Avinu went through a lot of hard things, leaving his home and the famine, all the stuff with Sarai Menu, right? He went through a lot of stuff. 9 tests. And now comes the final test. And the Shemesh Baruch says, I'm asking you to please pass this one, because if you don't make this one, everything's fafan. All the 9, ain't behemamish. The Velt will say, in other words, what will be the Velt? The Russian doesn't care about public opinion. It will be a problem that the earlier 9 ain't behemamish. That's not mamish. It wasn't really, it wasn't anything. You didn't really pass. So we once spoke about the Shalosh Sudas, and all the Mefarshim are asking, why ain't that mamish? There were 9 tests, and he passed 9. If you want to say that the tests didn't work out. But he passed 9 tests. Why ain't that mamish? What about all the godless that he acquired until the 10th test? All the greatness that he acquired going through the 9 tests? Rabbi Yochum answers, the Rabbi Yochum was building a skyscraper, a magnificent skyscraper called Avraham Avinu. That skyscraper would be built in 10 stages. That's how you build. That's the Rabbi Yochum, how he builds. That was the Rabbi Yochum. He builds us like that too, with Nisyonis. But we feel like it's 10,000, not 10. But it's really the 10 Nisyonis. Now, this skyscraper is being built by the Rosh Hashanah called Avraham Avinu. And the Tahalich, the Seder of this Binyan of Avraham Avinu, from Lech Lecha till Kachna, right? From Lech Lecha, the beginning, go, till Kachna to take Yitzchok for a sacrifice. That Tahalich has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end. It has those floors, those stages, those steps. And only when the Tahalich, only through that completion that was necessary through Kachna is Binchas Yechidah to take Yitzchak as an offering, only then would it be Atzi Yisbar, Yis Ameis, Eitzlodom, Ma'achai Vosabalom, Atzi Yadati, Kirelukim Atzi. Only through these 10 will this skyscraper, Avraham Avinu, be finished. And it's not just finished to say, ah, it's a nice skyscraper. You know, that's just so. A lot of times they get money to make buildings, but then they used it up on other things or somehow. There are a lot of unfinished buildings in Eretz Yisrael. I had a friend, I remember, this friend of mine lived in Be'er Sheva. Then he subsequently moved to Be'er Sheva, moved away from Be'er Sheva, and they moved to Pesach Tikva. I lived at that time in Netanya. We went on Aliyah, and he would come to visit me. We grew up together. He still comes here sometimes. He would come to Netanya, and I would go to Be'er Sheva. I don't know what's. I haven't been in Be'er Sheva in many years, but I remember then. It was like a battlefield. There were hundreds of concrete things that were signs, but it wasn't nothing like it was done. Nothing was done. They were just like signs and concrete. Unfinished buildings. The Baruch Shalom has a building called Avraham Avinu. And this building is made with 10 tests. For whatever reason, it's not for now. That's how Hashem is building this building, Avraham Avinu. When Hashem said, I ask you, make it through this last one. It's a big one coming up. You could do it. And if not, Ein Behamamish means if not, then there's a lot of supplies. Then it means an Avram who's a very, very kind person with a lot of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and a lot of good stuff with a lot of good ingredients. But it's not an Avram Avinu. It's not an Avram Avinu. And it means it's not one of the, it's not, there's no others. It means that there's no building of Klal Yisrael garnish because that Avram Avinu is no Klal Yisrael. So Kivyochel, the desperation in Hashem's voice, Kivyochel, Kachno is Bincha, please, I ask you, one more. And then you're going to be in Avraham Avinu. And then when he does it, Atzi Yadat, that's it. Now we can go weiter. We have a building. We have Avraham Avinu. That's what the Ramchal is saying. Yisoydach Hasidus v'shorish avoydat mimu. She is barav yisam etzeis lodum achavosu borlomri. What should you be looking at? Where should you be going to? In everything that you're working on, kol yimei chai throughout your life, a goal, a tachlis, to become an Eved Hashem, and to know what can I, and to work, and to have a seder and a tachlis, a plan. The consistency. Not every single time there comes a tithe, every time there comes a yetzara. To be blown away, to be knocked down, to be thrown away from one thing to the other, to be swept around by every idea, takes you off track. And that's what we daven for every day. Baruch Elokeinu Shebraanu Lechvaydai. And the Baruch Shalom, you created us for your glory, for your honor to serve you. And then it goes on afterwards and says, V'chaya Olam, not Abaseichenu. Baruch Shalom, you implanted in each and every one of us eternal life. You gave us, each and every one of us can reach Mamash, that person who he could be. In the same way that the Baruch Shalom is saying, Avram Avinu, this, you could be an Avram Avinu. The Baruch Shalom knows, each and every one of us, what we need. I must say, you might say, not to be an Avram Avinu, whatever that is, but to be you. The Yosef Hayyav Mitzray. Hu yiftach li beinu b'sarosai. Hashem, to open our hearts with Torah, to His Torah, with Torah. V'yosem li beinu havosu v'yiros, and Hashem, fill our hearts with love of you and fear of you, v'laseis v'tzainai, and to do your will. It's a gevaldige Jew we're talking about. Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, everything. But what's added on afterwards? So you think that we have something, this is beautiful. Yiftach li beinu b'sarosai, he loves God, he fears God, he does every mitzvah, he does everything good. You think you're finished? No. Help me serve you with a whole heart. Who I could be, the best that I could be. Not a piece. A bilkula. I might be a big tzaddik. I might have limited kaychas. I'm not going into how do you know what. We'll talk more about that. Even if it's a role, even this is who I could be because of my. I didn't choose who my parents are and how to be brought up and different. My kaychas. I might not be so smart, so I can't become this or become that in learning. I'm asking Hashem, help me that I should serve you, believe of Shalom with a whole heart. It doesn't mean with a whole heart that I close my eyes at the kumsis and cry. That's nice, but it means believe of Shalom who I could be. That I should serve you who I could be, not who someone else, but who I could be. Laman, and those words are scary, it was Laman loy nigal arik, loy neled la bahola. Just like Avraham Avinu. In order that all of the work of my life should not be for nothing, and that my birth was not meaningless. Why? Why would it be for nothing? We're talking about the Yosem, the Havos, the Giros, the guy loves God, he serves God, he does all the mitzvahs, goes to Minyan, keeps halacha, keeps Shabbos. Stays away from Averis. What's wrong with the guy? And he's saying such a thing. That my whole life shouldn't be worthless. What would make my life worthless if it wasn't the labor of Shalom? If all of my Yiddishkeit ends up being a lot of pieces, but not a shlemus, not a complete thing. If I don't make myself into the person that I could be. This is the greatness of Yosef Hayyav Mitzrayim. And this is what brought the Jewish people to redemption, to Geula, Shleishinu, that they're unchanging. What does it mean, unchanging? Unchanging means when you are who you are, like the matzah, the lechem oini that we spoke about, the Maharal, you're not taken off course. You're unchanging. You'll be that same Jew, not just because you had a Shabbaton last week, you understand? Or because you read some book about the Holocaust that makes you feel guilty about not being a religious Jew or something. So for the next week after you finish the book, you're like doing good stuff. That's it. The one who has that plan, and who has a blueprint and has a building, and he's working step by step on building this building, he doesn't change. He changes, I mean, he grows, he becomes great, but he's not changed by everything that comes along. Anything that comes along doesn't uproot him from that, because the roots are very deep. And that person, Rabbi says, is able to feel menuchas nefesh, even through the hard days of building. Shuvi nafshi l'milchai, because this is my life that I'm building. I'm making myself into a bilkula, into a whole chalarol for the Baruch Shalom. I'm not just grabbing a piece of ruchnius, a piece of something. I'm making my life into something. I'm working on this project of building my life into a godless, into greatness. And that person, like the Maharal explained, that person is able to feel the menucha, the unbelievable tranquility that comes only with the confidence, that you're doing what you can do. And that you're not changing from one second to the next. And like, you're not, like the Maharal said, you're not misspoiled. You're not affected by and changed by every little thing that comes. You're not meshubit to anything. You don't go through a million aliyas and yiridas, hatichas, pieces of this, pieces of that. And that's the whole meaning of Tu B'Shvat. I'll just say 30 seconds because I really have to go to the Lav Malka. You know, in the Tzavo of the Chassam Zleicha, the Chassam Zleicha that he left for his family, what they call in English the last will and testament. Chassam Zleicha left the Tzavo. It's a Meridika thing, the Tzavo Chassam Zleicha. So this is what he begged of his family, and he begged of Hashem. Shloyivash Hamayan. V'lo yikatzeis ha'ilan. He says, Kindlach, when you read this, I have just left the world. I have died. I'm begging you. Don't allow the wellsprings to dry, the water to dry, the ma'ayan, and don't allow the tree to be cut down that I started. Don't allow it to be dried up or cut down. The whole tefillah of Tu B'Shvat, I was talking about a little bit this morning, the whole brach of Tu B'Shvat, that all the tears that come from you should be you kamoyscha, what the Chassam Sofer was talking about. There are two dangers that all of us, the Jewish people as a people, are living with. Lo yikatzeis ha'ilan, something outside is always threatening to cut us down. Right now is the Meshigan in Iran, yeah? Right now is the new Hitler in Iran. There's always something that threatens from the outside, and we try to hold our children, we try to hide ourselves. Shliyikatzeitzayilan means the tree shouldn't be cut, because there are dangers in the world that threaten to cut down the tree, to ruin the Tu B'Shvat. But there's something else. Chassam Sofer says, Shliyavesh ha'ma'ayan. That the wellspring, the waters, shouldn't dry up. That means inside of a person. You have a person whose Yiddishkeit is dry. His Avodas Hashem is empty. He's not being threatened to, he's not being killed. We're not talking about a bomb coming from someplace else, God forbid. We're talking about inside yourself. The Chassam Sofer said to his children, Kindlach, I beg of you, and I'm davening for you, that the tree shouldn't be cut down by outside forces, but don't allow the wellsprings to be dried up. Be strong. Be strong. Go through the nisyonos. Be faithful to the path that I receive and that I'm giving to you. This is what a parent davens for in Tu B'Shvat. And that's what I was talking about this morning, the bracha to the chasen and kala. You came to the world and there were people before you who built something. Keep on going. Don't let it, God forbid, dry up. Keep on going. Keep on going. That's our avodah. The binyan. Those who are Balei Tshuva, who feel the burden of starting something new, and they always are upset about these talks about receiving from the parents when the parents didn't give them Yiddishkeit. They were great-grandparents. They were grandparents and great-grandparents. Didn't come in a vacuum. And if you became a Baal Tshuva, it means there's a Hesiris from a deep place that came from Zaydis and Bobis, ancestors, you might not even know their names. Ancestors who haven't let go of you. And Shemaim are begging Hashem, don't allow the wellspring to dry up. Please God, don't allow my well to dry up. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this person could be 20, 30 years old, whatever. All of a sudden, he starts like a fire again. Yiddishkeit begins again to burn in that family. And all the Zaydis and Bobis and Shemayim are doing a rikud, a dance. They look at their enokel, their grandson, their granddaughter, the parents of the kid, of this person, they're baffled. they get angry, how come he's not coming to the wedding? The person's, the cousin is your nephew, he's marrying a shagis, this one's marrying a shiksa, and you're not coming to the wedding. And in Shemayim, all the zaydis and babis are dancing, that the waters are alive again. The waters are flowing again. It was interrupted, and now they're flowing. A person's a ger tzedek, a real convert, a banis, a convert. You know that according to the Rizal, they were once Jewish. There was an interruption. It could be for many generations. And now the waters are flowing. The fire is burning. Well, Hashem's Baruch should help us. We should continue ourselves with the building. And the Baruch Shalom should help that all of our matias, so all that we plant, that our children shouldn't, God forbid, destroy what we planted. That our children should nurture what we planted. We should plant good things, and our children should nurture what we planted. That's all that we daven for. That our children, our grandchildren should nurture it, should give life. It's so beautiful. But the Baruch Shalom, our Zaydis and Babis gave us, this amazing, amazing world that we came into of Torah mitzvahs. In the whole world, there are only a few of us left that have the secret. A few left. To keep it going. Hashem is what should help, that we should serve Him, the Lev of Shalom, the Tahel, the Ben La'av, the Chabamas. And He should help each and every one of us to understand, each and every one of us, how to create a Seder out of our Avodas Hashem. How to serve Him in a real way, not just but to really work step by step towards becoming who we could become. And then Hashem is Baruch Hu will be able to look at us with pride. And Mashiach will put His arm around each and every one of us and say, "Oh, this Yosef Ha'ivim Mitzrayim, the Yosef Ha'ivim Mitzrayim, I made B'tzidkai. I made B'tzidkai." Rabbi said, at the end of time, Mashiach's coming, Mitzrayim, any day. The Baruch Shalom shouldn't say that, God forbid, all that we've went through and that we've gone through until now, ain't behem mamish, chas v'shalom. You have to pass the last test. It's very hard to. But these last days are the last test, the end of the big test now, to pass it. We should be zeich b'z Hashem, the Mitzrayim should end, the Golah should end. Uvol l'tzi in b'rina b'gula Hashem v'amitis, mehem b'menu amen v'amen.